This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker and the Daily Buzz. NASA used the 53rd anniversary of the moon landing last week to announce they're going to try to launch their 30-story SLS rocket to the moon on August 29th. It won't be a manned mission, just mannequins strapped into the Orion capsule. They'll take it for a spin around the moon before trying it with real live astronauts in 2 or 3 years. If you talk to babies in a high-pitched, silly voice, new science says you're not alone. Harvard researchers studied 21 cultures, some without access to TV and internet, and found that all of us intentionally sound like a squeaky balloon or sing-song voice when we talk to an infant. Why? Well, apparently, deep down in our subconscious, we think it's kind of soothing. New study finds that especially for ladies, getting out and exercising does make you think quicker. And we're not talking about hours a day of cardio. Walking or biking for at least 15 minutes a week gives your brain the boost it needs. Researchers say while this made women process stuff faster, men didn't benefit as much. Mental processing speed in both sexes benefited from cognitive activities like playing card games and reading. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Part 2 of The Daily Buzz. You're having a hard time falling asleep at night. Forget the sleep aids. Now your mattress could help. Bioengineers at the University of Texas, Austin, have designed a new smart mattress and pillow that use heating and cooling to tell your body it's time to fall asleep. According to the researchers, the mattress triggers the body to feel sleepy, which helps people fall asleep faster and have better quality sleep. A North Carolina woman won $255,000 in the lottery because her mom encouraged her to play. Gina Dillard spent $5 to play the Fast Play game, a game she had never played until her mom told her to. Gina says she'll use the winnings to pay off her home and car and put the rest in savings. Oh, and by the way, thanks, Mom. You like to grill, like to camp? You can get paid to do both. Reynolds Wrap is looking for a chief grillderness officer. You and a companion will be able to hit the road in a Reynolds Wrap RV stocked with everything you need to grill outdoors, including Reynolds Wrap, of course. You'll get to visit state and national parks. And you get $10,000 along with a stipend for gas and additional expenses. Go to ReynoldsBrands.com, Chief Grillderness Officer, for more information. Have till the 4th of August to apply. Oh, and you'll need to write 200 words explaining why you're the perfect candidate. And have you heard about the 13-year-old in Texas named Alina Wicker? She's become the youngest black student to ever get into med school. She's been accepted into Hirsink School of Medicine at the University of Alabama. She graduated from high school last year and has already completed 2.5 years of college. Wow. Knucklehead news. Well, there have been a lot of stories over the past couple of years of flights being delayed because of bad behavior among passengers, but this is something new. An Alaska Airlines flight from Washington to San Francisco was about to take off Monday when it returned to the gate because the two pilots couldn't get along. Passengers say one pilot got on the intercom and explained that they were headed back due to a, quote, failure to get along. Unclear what they were arguing about. A rep for Alaska Airlines said the captain and first officer had a professional disagreement. Once they were back at the gate, one pilot booked it off the plane. Passengers were forced to deplane while the airline found a replacement. The flight was delayed 2.5 hours, but half was a previous delay due to bad weather. Alaska reportedly gave passengers a flight credit of $175 each for the inconvenience. Wonder if they'll take it out of those pilots' paychecks. The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.